lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before
you're mighty.
What a mighty God we serve.
Mighty God. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hey, Lord, you're mighty. 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 You are mighty God. You are everlasting Father. And you're the Prince of Peace. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. How excellent is your name above the earth. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. You are mighty God. You are good God. You are everlasting Father. And you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, you mighty. You so mighty, Jesus. We serving a mighty God, y'all. A mighty good God. An awesome God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for being so mighty. For being so mighty. Mighty God. Mighty God. You are mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. I am serving a mighty God. A God that saved me one day. And he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Yes, he's so mighty, y'all. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a miraculous God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to say thank you today, Lord. I thank you. I got to say this to y'all today when I woke up this morning about 5 a.m. I just lift my hands and I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. I lift both of my hands, y'all, and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Could I get somebody right now to lift both hands and say, thank you, Jesus? Because you didn't wake yourself up this morning. God did. You need to give him a thank you. Go ahead on and give him a thank you. Thank him for waking you up this morning. Thank him for allowing you to be in your sound mind today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless your name today, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I bless your name, Jesus. I worship you today, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I got both of my hands lifted, y'all, because I love to worship God. I'm a praiser, and I love to praise my God. I praise him anywhere. I praise him in the front of Walmart. I praise him in the front of CVS. I praise him on the street. I praise him anywhere. I love to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you today, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Lift your hand, somebody, and go ahead on and give God a thank you. Lift your hand and give God a thank you. Lift your hand and give God a thank you. Go ahead on and say thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you, man of God. I am excited for you allowing me to be on this platform every Friday at 2 a.m. Every Friday. I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed. And I thank God for you giving me this opportunity and allowing me to come on this platform and bring forth the word to the people of God.
God bless you too.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify God this day. I glorify him today. I went to the beauty shop this morning, y'all. Hear me today. And I was sitting under the dryer. And I couldn't do nothing but lift my hand and praise God. I lift my hand and praise God. I am a praiser. I'm a worshiper of God. And I praise him. Any time of day or night, I love God. I love it. I love him. I love him. I love it. Thank you, Father. And saints of God, I want to say to you today, those on the platform, the airways and around the world, Jesus loves you. I say Jesus loves you. If you look into your Bible and look at John 3:16, it tells us, God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how much God loves us, y'all. He sent his only son into the world to die for us. We got something to be thankful for. So go ahead and be thankful today. Give God a thank you. And I want to say this to you today. Those who are listening to me, by the sound of my voice, I speak to you by the aid of the Holy Ghost. I'm not here on this airway by myself. I'm not here alone. I can't do nothing on my own. I can't do nothing without Christ. I can't do nothing without him. He's the head of my life. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. And I want to share 7 ways to y'all today that God loves you. 7 ways that God loves us. There are so many more ways in the Bible that he loves us. Amen. But I would like to give you 7 ways. 7 ways. And the first way God loves us is with atoning love. Atoning love. God's atoning love through Christ is the source of all spiritual blessing. Amen. God loves us with calling love. God calling love. It's a promise to always be with us. Amen. God loves us with redeeming love. God redeeming love frees us from guilt and fear. Hallelujah. And number 4, God loves us with justifying love. God justifying love allows us to stand accepted before him. And number 5, God loves us with adopting love. God adopting love allows us to call him Father. And we can call him Father. We could call him Daddy. We could say Abba Father. Amen. And number 6, God loves us with sanctifying love. God's sanctifying love sets us apart for his special plan. Do y'all know God have a plan? And a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Amen. And look, number 7. God loves us with glorifying love. Glorifying love. God glorifying love is the ultimate destination for Christians. And I want to thank you. I hope y'all got those 7 ways that God loves us. And now I want to get into the heart of my text. I have something I want to share with you all today on the platform, the airways, and around the world. If you're in your living room, your dining room, your bedroom, if you're even under your patio, if you're riding in your car, pull your car over to the side of the road. Because on last week, I ministered on Deborah. You can't see my joy. Deborah, you can't see my joy. And today, I want to share a topic with you today. But first, let me give, turn your books with me tomorrow. Those who have their Bibles, would you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 24. And I'll be reading out of the King James Version, amen. Look at verse 23. It reads, it says, "For verily, 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 I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Look at verse 24. "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like to say this again to the saints of God out there. Oh, I love y'all. I want you to hear this today. Good afternoon, saints of God. Good afternoon to you. I love you. But guess what? Jesus loves you too. He loves you with everlasting love. He loves you unconditional. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am your host, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I am your host, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. And I will be ministering to you today on the topic, speak to your mountain. Write it down. Speak to your mountain. This is my topic for today. Speak to your mountain. Coming out of the 23rd verse, out of Mark 11. Speak to your mountain. I am so excited about this topic today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am so excited about this topic today. Oh, my God. I am truly blessed today to share the good news of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The word today is so needed, y'all. The word today is so needed. We all are faced with mountains in our lives. And if you say you're not, you're lying. The devil is a liar. We all are faced with mountains in our lives. But Jesus gave us a word, and he led by example. Amen. Amen. Let's look at what led up to this. Jesus had been in the city of Jerusalem, and when he left there, he went to Bethany to spend the night. Well, when he awoke the next morning, Jesus was hungry. He saw a fig tree afar off. The leaves were green, and the tree should have been loaded with figs, but it had no fruit on it. According to Matthew 21 and 19 says, "And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing." He found nothing. Only leaves, but no fruit. Only leaves, but no fruit. No figs. I saw it this way. I look at it this way. When you see the leaves, there should be something telling you it's going to be fruit. Because underneath those leaves, there are little birds that comes out. Those are the figs. But only Jesus saw was leaves. No figs, no fruit, but leaves only. And Jesus said unto it, he spoke to the tree. He said, "Let no one ever eat fruit from you again." He cursed that tree, and he cursed it to the root. And guess what? The tree withered. It withered away. It died. It dried up at the root. Thank you, Father. Right then and there, the fig tree met its fate. That's F-A-T-E. Right then and there, the fig tree met its fate. Jesus' disciples was amazed that the fig tree was dried up from the root. Peter said, "Master, behold the fig tree which died cursed is withered away." That's in Mark 11:21. Amen. What is your mountain today? Oh, yes, I'm talking to you. on the platform, the airways, and around the world. What is your mountain today? I say, what is your mountain today? Because there's a song that had a voice in it, and it said, Lord, don't move my mountain, but just give me the strength to climb. Jesus said, speak to it. Saints of God, sometimes we say the most religious thing, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Why do you want to climb a mountain when you can speak to it? Why do you want to climb a mountain when you can speak to it? And of course, it comes with instruction. My son, some years ago, bought me an album. And this man made this song, Mountain. It was about the mountain, climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Y'all done heard that song, up on the rough side of the mountain. And I kept listening at that song. And after I got saved and everything, and I came into the knowledge of Christ, I said, no, I'm not climbing no mountain. The Bible says, speak to it. Speak to your mountain. Speak to it. Speak to it. Thank you, Jesus. Saints of God, sometimes we say the most, I'm going to say this again. Sometimes, saints of God, sometimes we say the most religious thing. Help us, Lord. Why do you want to climb a mountain? I'm asking you that question. Why do you want to climb a mountain when you can speak to it? And of course, it comes with instruction. Thank you, Jesus. And Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 23, Jesus starts off saying, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, my Lord, the word says, mean to use your voice. To express something with words, to express oneself to speak. Did you hear that, saints of God? Right now. Jesus not only told his disciples that they had to say or speak to the mountain, he told them they had to tell the mountain where to go. When you speak to the mountain, you got to tell it where to go. You got to tell it where to go. You just can't speak to it and say, go here, go there. No. You speak to, you know what a mountain is? A mountain is whatever comes up in your life. And you must tell it, you must speak to it, you must say something, you must use your mouth, speak. And tell it where to go. Uproot yourself and go into the sea. Tell it where to go. I saw a preacher on television one night. He was praying and laying hands and casting out a demon out of a girl. But he kept saying, come out. Come out, come out, come out of her. But he never told her where to go. And that thing went around somewhere right in the crowd with them because he didn't tell her where to go. You must tell her where to go when you speak to it. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus thought all say, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, my Lord, the words say me. Use your voice to express something with words. To express oneself to speak. Did you hear that, saints of God? All right now. When? Now. When? Now. Right now. Jesus not only told his disciples that they had to say or speak to the mountain. He told them they had to tell the mountain where to go. Where to go. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Tell the mountain where to go. You got to send it back to the pit. Send it back to the pit. Tell it where to go. Send it back to the pit. I say that pit of hell. Send it back where it come from. Then Jesus said, and not doubt in your heart. Do not doubt in your heart, saints of God. When you doubt, you bring fear. And when fear comes, you bring unbelief. And unbelief cancels out your faith. Thank you, Lord God. Don't doubt, saints of God. Don't doubt. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. People of God, if Jesus told us to say it, speak it, believe it, then heaven will back us up. Did y'all get that? Let me say that again. If Jesus told us to say it, speak it, believe it, then heaven will back us up. Thank you, Lord God. And so do about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. you, Jesus. Then he told them, they shall have whatsoever they say. Glory to God. You can have whatsoever you say when you speak to it. There are things come up in our life, such as diabetes. Speak to it. Tell it. Say, diabetes, go. Cast yourself into the sea. Cancer. Speak to it. Tell it where to go. Go cast yourself into the sea. Rheumatoid arthritis. Tell it where to go. Go cast yourself into the sea. You must speak to it. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. Because there's power in his name. When you use the name of Jesus, there's power in his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then he told them they should have whatsoever they say. We should have whatsoever we say. When we pray, you pray first, believe, and we should have whatsoever we say. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray. Let's stop right here in prayer. Let's stop right here in prayer. Amen. In the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th through the 7th verses, read, don't worry about anything. Are y'all getting this? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Ooh, that's good. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your need. And don't forget to thank him for his answer. Some of us are so selfish. When God do something for us, we too selfish to even thank you. We too selfish to say even thank you. Give God a thank you. If you've been to the doctor, he diagnosed with you with something. Take it to God. And when God hear you do something for you, tell him thank you. Somebody needs to say right now, thank you, Jesus. I don't hear you, but God hear you. I hear you in the spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't worry about anything. I mean anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. And don't forget to thank him for his answer. Verse 7 says, if you do this, you will experience God. Peace. Ooh, Jesus. If you do this, you will experience God. Peace. Which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, when I think about the Now Network and when I see the word now, it says now, when. I always hear the man of God say, when? Now. When? Now. When? Now. Right now. Now. The rest of the scriptures in Mark 11:24 says, believe. Ooh, Jesus. Believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. But you got to first do what? Believe. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Something we got to speak to, but we got to pray about everything. Y'all, I just read that to you in Philippians. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Some things we got to speak to, but we got to pray about everything. Lord, that's so good. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, shadadadabosha. Hanayoshi, adabosha, edayoko, shadadabasha. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Saints of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Saints of God. God in our heart, what we are asking the Lord for. We have got to pray and believe. Not believe and pray, but pray and believe. Not just believe, but pray and believe. Oh, thank you, God. Pray and believe. We should not be doubtful because we are praying to the one who has everything and can do way more than we could ever ask or think. The Bible declares it in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that working in us. Thank you, Jesus. Working in us. Speak to your mountain today. I'm talking to somebody on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Speak to your mountain today. What is your mountain? What is blocking you? What is hindering your walk with the Lord? What is in your way of being blessed? The quartet, the angelic sang this song. If you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Get out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finishing line to see God's face. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, and yes to your word, and yes to your ways. Speak to your mountain today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but speak to your mountain today, saints. Speak to your mountain today to sickness. You can speak to sickness and tell it that it can't stay in your body. Go ahead on and say it, somebody. Sickness, tell it it can't stay in your body. Speak to the devil and his forces and tell them to get out of your way. Go ahead on and speak to it and tell the devil. Tell it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Speak to doubt, fear, and worry, and tell them to be gone. Come on, somebody. Speak to doubt, tell fear, and worry, and tell them to be gone. Speak God's word to that mountain, because there's power in his word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was with God, and the word is God. And the 14th voice said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will speak to the mountain that would try to hold me back. Let me say this to you again. Speak to it. Speak to doubt. Speak to fear and worry, and tell them to be gone. Speak God's word to that mountain. Then say, I will speak to the mountain that will try to hold me back. Did y'all get that? I say that y'all get that. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I will speak to the mountain that will try to hold me back. I'm not going to let nothing hold me back. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. Nothing. No one. Hallelujah. Because I got heaven back in me. Thank you, Father. Sometimes many of us struggle with these mountains, and we get so weary in faith. But the Lord does not want that for us. Speak to your mountain, saints of God. I know y'all hear me today. Speak to your mountain, saints of God. You might say Virginia. You might say Virginia. You might say Virginia. I'm speaking, I'm saying, and I will say unto you, but are you believing? Are you believing? Are you believing? Saints of God, hear me today. You did not get saved by doubt, fear, and unbelief. You got saved because you believe. Why not continue to believe? Somebody lift their hands and say, I believe. Lift your hand with me and say, I believe. I got both of my hands lifted right now. I believe. I am a believer. I believe. Oh, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 10, chapter 8 says, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It's a word of faith which we preach. Verse 9 said that if thou, or if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. When you shall be saved, shall is a promise. God promised us he'll save us, y'all. And he's no shorter than his word. He'll save us. He'll save us. I know he saved me. And he saved you. He'll save you if you're not saved. I said he'll save you if you're not saved. Because verse 10 say, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You see, you got to believe in your heart unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You got to say something. You got to confess it. Believe in your heart that Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. You shall. He promised us he'll save us, y'all. And my conclusion here today, oh, glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, shandara little motion, Iakaraba, shandara kosha. Iyandara baba, shandara kosha, Iakasha. We got to say something, believe something, and receive something. Speak to your mountain today, saints. Speak to your mountain today, saints. If there's anything you're going through, it's a mountain. Speak to it. Speak to that mountain of sickness and be healed. Listen to that mean. I'm speaking to you by the sound of my voice and the aid of the Holy Ghost. Speak to that mountain of sickness and be healed. Speak to that mountain of troubling marriage and be restored. Speak to the mountain of rebellious in your children and they be delivered. Oh, crazy. Speak and be blessed. Speak. Speak. Speak and be blessed. Speak and be healed. Speak and be delivered. Speak and be made whole. Speak, and you shall be well. Speak. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to that mountain and tell the mountain to be gone. Tell the mountain to be gone. Tell the mountain to be gone. Tell the mountain where to go. Tell it to go back into the pit. Send it back where it came from. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your word today. I thank you for the word today. You say the word that will go forth out of my mouth shall not return unto you, Lord, but it's going to accomplish that which pleases you and it's going to prosper well to any sin. Lord, I thank you. And I praise you for being a mighty God. I praise you for being a mighty God, a just God. A mighty God, a just God. Oh, Shanidia, oh, Shanidia, come to the Bashanda. Thank you, Father. I'm going to close saying this to you, saints of God. Speak to your mountain. Speak to your mountain. Don't wait till tomorrow or next week. Speak to your mountain today. Speak to your mountain today. Mountain, be gone. Sickness, be gone. Diabetes, be gone. Whatever it is, tell it to be gone. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Speak to your mouth.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord,
thank
Jesus.
You. Ooh, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I praise you. I praise you.
What a word. What a word. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus.
Yes, I'm so close to you, Kosha.
Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Speak to your
thank
mountain.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak to your mountain. Hallelujah.
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 Speak to it in the name of Jesus.
Speak to your mountain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak to him. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Speak to him. I receive that word in the almighty name of Jesus. Ooh, thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Ooh, I tell you. Ooh,
it's
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
It's all over you right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
The power of God
oh,
is all over
Jesus.
You right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I receive
hallelujah.
That word. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Speak to your mountain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Yeah, go ahead
oh,
on the praise of Sister Terry.
Amen.
Praise.
Oh, yeah, praise him. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah. Him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank
Holy
you, Lord.
Is all
Jesus.
Over you right now. Oh,
thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank,
ooh,
him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you. Ooh,
thank,
ooh,
him.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Go ahead on and thank
oh,
him.
Thank you. Ooh, I thank
you.
Ooh, thank him over my circumstances. Thank
you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Ooh, I tell you, family. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Love Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Love Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah.
I love you, beautiful sister. I love you. I love you. Oh, praise him.
Yes, I love
you,
too.
Oh, God bless you. Do always. God bless you. Ooh, I tell you. Well, good afternoon, family. Good afternoon, family. I tell you, what a word to your mountain. Family, good afternoon. I'm your host, Minister Terry. What's the word? Today, I'm going to be speaking on extravagant respect for God and our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, for their name. The name above all names. Thank you, Jesus. My scripture reference today is Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary. Amen. And glory be to God. Family, this word has been in my heart for a while. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we live freely in our lives daily, the lives that Christ Jesus, he paid for each and every one of us on the cross with his life. Amen. I love you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. My Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We live in a world family, a society where freedom of speech, we do have freedom of speech. Yes and amen. But we all know we can't make threats towards the president. We can't shout out on a plane, or we can't shout out in a courtroom or anything like that. Amen? So I ask myself, why do people use the name of the Heavenly Father God and our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus in vain, family? The third commandment of the Ten Commandments tells us and commands us, you shall not take the name of the Lord. You shall not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. Amen? Now, what is vain? Vain is meaningless context, useless context, disrespectful context. Amen? You shall not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless, he who takes the name in vain. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We all have been guilty of this one time or another in our lives, maybe. Amen? I was guilty. I was a guilty one. I wasn't foul-mouthed, but when you use the word God and Jesus, it should be kept in a sacred place, in a sacred, appropriate word. For instance, a lot of us say, Lord, have mercy. For God's sake, oh God, Jesus Christ. And some say more graphic things when they speak. Amen? Cursing and swearing has been around since the beginning of human race, when man learned to speak. Amen? We know no better, family, because we do know better. Amen? We do know better because we know no better. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your word. Some people curse and swear just because. Same thing as monkey see, monkey do, monkey hear, monkey say. Amen? Some are trying to impress others when it really shows stupidity. I'm just saying, for me, it's a real turnoff. Amen? Men, women, and children are picking up bad habits, learned behaviors. And these are not taught behaviors because, family, we know the greatest teacher is Christ Jesus, which no cursing or swearing. He doesn't condone in that. Amen? The greatest teacher of all families, Christ Jesus, he teaches us to let every word pleasing and acceptable, Father God. Amen. I thank God I know better now. And I thank God I am doing better now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, we set standards and examples for our children. Our children, the children which are our future. What we speak and do, our actions that the children see, they will learn from. I believe in follow my example as I follow Jesus. Excuse me, family. Family, we are to protect the children. We got to protect their ear gate and their eye gate of any and everything, words that are not pleasing to God. Do it for the children. Do it for ourselves. And do it for the Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Family, children mimic adults. A lot of people do it out of anger when they start cursing. They do it out of frustration and anger, so they say. But the Word of God tells us, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Amen? We have so many people in professional sports, athletes, and these are the people that they swear. And these are people, athletes, that people idolize. And they swear and they curse in front of the public eye. Sometimes watching the game, you may not hear them, but you can read their lips. Amen? And first of all, family, we know your Heavenly Father said, we are not to idolize anyone and anything above him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who do we really serve, family? Who do we serve? We serve an almighty God. I serve an almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tom Brady, quarterback, Tiger Woods, a professional golfer. These are known for offensive language use. Words, behaviors that are not professional as their skills are. Amen. I used to watch the L.A. Lakers. Faithfully, But I am still an avid fan, but I love the Lord. But right now, the Word of God and my personal relationship with Christ Jesus is my number one priority. Because, family, I know if I take care of this, the Heavenly Father will take care of everything else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Believing and trusting in God as the source of everything. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And family, let's not forget Hollywood, the movies, the celebrities. The younger generation, they adore and idolize TV and music. I tell you, family, we have to make sure that it's, that what they're listening to is totally acceptable. But they, the children idolize it, they listen to it, so we have to make sure that we monitor what the children and ourselves and hearing. Set up those, and all these new technology TVs, set up those parental controls. Check their phones. If they have iPhones, tablets, computers, check to see what they're doing. Do a history on it. It's our responsibility. I tell you, family, we have so much to learn. I do. I'm going to make it personal. We have so much to learn in the Word of God. I can't listen to nothing unless the true living of Word of God time off. I can't do free reading because I have so much of His Word that I need to and I desire to receive, feed on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I have to balance the time with my actual work schedule, which He has provided. Nothing before God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Speaking of workplaces, family, some of us have to go to a job. And I know when I would go to a job in the building, some of us have coworkers with what I call trash mouths. Amen? Some of them know how much you love the Lord. Some of them try to tame their tongue around you, and some of them just don't care. They are going to speak in whatever they want, wherever they are. But let the jobs administration or the boss come in the room. They change the choice of words. No swearing and no cursing. Amen? But truthfully, family, who are we? Who are we disrespecting? When I ask that question, I say, you're disrespecting yourself. Amen? I used to get highly upset wearing and using the name of God in vain. But I now say, God bless you. And I pray right there to myself in the almighty name of Christ Jesus that they clean up speech of unclean words out of their dirty mouths. The power of words, but the power of God's word. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Proverbs 15:1 tells us, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. Pray for them, family. Amen. I pray that they speak the word of God. I love them, and I do not judge them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I know they do not know what they do. I was once there, and someone else can probably testify they were once there. But we perish for lack of knowledge. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our words, family, they can comfort others. Our kind words can have others more acceptance of Christ Jesus, more acceptance of the Heavenly Father and His Word. Amen, family? I like this when the collaboration of the Now Network said, we are working together to work things out to edify Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes while I'm out and about, I see youngsters, and I see them throwing up curse and swear signs coming from their, not coming from their mouth, but coming from their hearts. Excuse me, family. We have to save the children, save the youngsters. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to show them that we love them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, family, if we are able to tell them about Jesus right then, right there, tell them we love them. Tell them Jesus loves them. Find out, family, right there, if they like to know Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we all have work to do. And it is not for ourselves, family. This is the work for the Lord. Amen. We have to share him. Share him and let people know how much he loves. I like this scripture in 1 Peter 1:14-15. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you were living in ignorance. But as he calls you, it's holy. So be holy in all you do. Amen, amen. What you do, think, and speak, for God will last. Family, turn bad habits into good habits. Ooh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Turning bad habits into good. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to speak the word. The word. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Pastor E and the Now Network family. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Father, because they are so loved and appreciated and honored in Jesus Christ's name. Family, before I close, I want to leave this. So many people are always swearing to God. I swear to God, they want you to believe it's true. I swear to God. Do they really have the truth in them when they're swearing to God? And we know the truth is Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Family, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice in it. Be glad in it. Rejoice over the circumstances and rejoice over things of the world. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I love you guys. God bless. Amen. And I was going to say amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.